Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Yudches. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Nishmas Malka Bas Yosef. Malka Bas Yosef, my wife's grandmother, Mrs. Molly Shulman, Malka Bas Yosef, whose yard site was yesterday. Okay, says the Mishnah here in Meseches Me'ila daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. By the way, there's a daf Be'in shiur up. Who's interested? The Ratzon Hashem, the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's up already, and feel free to listen. Yud Zayin Amid Beis says the Mishnah as we close out towards the end of the fourth parak in Me'ila. Remember, this parak has been about Tziruf. So says the Mishnah: Ha'ochal shenitma ba'ava tuma, v'shenitma bevlara tuma, mitztarf imze imze l'tamei kikal shebishnehem. The halacha is if somebody has two items that are tamei, one is more tamei than the other one, they can combine, and we treat the one that has more chamur tuma, it at least has yesh bechlal masayimana, is as if it has the lesser tuma. So let's say there's a sheni and a rishon that gets together, so they at least can be mitztaref to be mitamei the other item into a shlishi. At least that is the halacha of ochlim, ochel that became an av, and ochel that became a rishon, they can be mitztarif to make the other item a sheni. That's the specific case in the Mishnah. Next, kol ha'ochalim mitztarfim zem ze. All foods can combine with each other for all these halachas. Lifsol, the sol ha'gviya bekechatzi pras, kibachatzi pras, to make a body tamei, the size of half of a loaf. This is also a tumah d'rabbanan. As we said yesterday, there's a tumah d'rabbanan of pigel and nosar. This is a different tumah d'rabbanan. Usually food, or on a daraisa level at least, food cannot make a person tameh on a daraisa level. Ein adam nitzma elame avatuma. That's the rule. And food can't become an avatuma. Food is a rishon latuma. If a food touches an avatuma, it becomes a rishon. But food cannot be metame a person. Except, if you want to say, tumas de sablia, of an avela softar. That's the only, if you want to say that's a food tumah, but that's really a unique type of tumah as we have explained in the past. But says the Mishnah that there is a tumah d'rabbanan in various cases to pasel tameh food, making a person tameh. How much does one have to eat? A chatzi pras. So all foods can be mitztaref to combine to make up that chatzi pras. And kibim mazon shtei sudos la'erev, and the amount of food that's needed for an erev tchumen to be able to set up to extend your distance on Shabbos, you also need to set a certain amount of food there, and that is shtei sudos, and all foods could combine for that. Ukebeitza l'tamei tumas ochlin, and enough the size of food in order to create tumas ochlin, that also requires a beitza, and that also all foods could become tamei. Ukegrogeris l'hotza Shabbos, and for the shear of hotza on Shabbos, the size of a grogeris, which throughout Masechta Shabbos, we said that's a major issue, many prakim spent on hotza'ah. Foods, you go by a grogeris. Other items, you go by other shiurim. But at least foods, you go by a grogeris. That is part of the halacha l'moshe misinai of shiurim given to us. Uki koseves b'yom kippurim. And the shiur of koseves, a dry date for Yom Kippur. As we know, Yom Kippur does not say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat lo sochal. It just says the assay of kikol ish asher lo se'une. This week's parsha. Right, it says there's a kiyum of inui, kiyum of afflicting oneself. There is no separate losase on Yom Kippur. And therefore, because of that, the shear is a different shear. It's a larger shear. And somebody can still be in the state of inui, even though they have eaten a kezayis. The larger shear is a kosevis. I think we spoke about recently the chiddush of the Aruch Laner. I think it was in the Seches Krisus. The Chiddush of the Aruch Laner, who said that possibly if somebody had to eat because they were a chol sheyesh bo sakana, so they partook, so then Memela says the Aruch Laner, make a din, they can eat whatever they want. Because once they're not in the state of inui, so then Memela, there is no, and they were allowed to be out of that state, Memela, there's no more iser. He says, a big Chiddush, I haven't seen it anywhere, but he says that's what he suggests. If, like the other fast days, that's on a drabbanan level, but on other non-kosher items, there's an iser achila. So there's iser achila, even if I was allowed to partake at one stage, and I don't violate, but there's still an iser achila. But on Yom Kippur, it's the state that I'm in, the state of inui. And therefore, once I'm not in the state of inui, it could be that the whole thing disappears. That was the Aruch Laner we had back, I think, in Maseches Krisus. And that is what the Mishnah is referring to here, koseves b'yom ha-kippurim. The kiyum of inui, which is violated by a koseves on Yom Kippur, all foods combine for that. So that's regarding solid foods. Same is true for liquids. Kolamashkin, mitzdarfim zu imzo. All liquids combine with each other. Lifsolas ha-gaviya b'revias. To pasul the gaviya in order to make a body tame with a revias. Food goes by a chatzi pras, and liquids go by a revias. Ukimale lugma b'yom ha-kippurim. And also a mali lugma, a cheekful for Yom Kippur, that also is mitztarif. Because these are all the different shiurim. Once we're talking about siruf, so we speak about these as well. This is Mishnais, again, in Me'ila and in Arlo, the two places where the Mishnais lists off all the halachas of Tziruf. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer Matam, what is the reason that a, let's say, Rishon and a Sheni could be mitzarif with each other? They're different tumas. So why do we say that? Okay, they're all in the world of Tumah, so all Isurim in the world are in the world of Isurim. So why could two tumas be mitzarif with each other? Matam, answers the Gemara, she'efshar l'sheni she'yase rishon. Because a sheni could create a rishon. And therefore, a sheni is connected to a rishon, it could create a rishon. Ask the Gemara, no, it can't. Umikav it sheni rishon v'alo efshar. When can the sheni ever create a rishon? Sheni can't create a rishon. You're right, on a drabanan level, sometimes we could jump up. Like when you pass it, tumas yadayim is drabanan, and it could create rishons. But on a daraisa level, do you ever say your shenis could create rishons? So, two answers in the Gemara. Amar Rava, hachi ka'amar. Mi garam l'sheni, lav rishon. Who created the sheni? The source of the sheni's tuma is a rishon. So that shows there's an affinity between a rishon and a sheni. That's why a sheni and a rishon can combine with each other. Again, the source of B is A. So therefore, A and B can combine with each other. So that's the first day of the Gemara. Second answer, Ravashi Amar, Rishon v'sheni legabe shlishi b'nei chada biksa inun. The Rishon and the Sheni, from the vantage point of the Shlishi, are literally in the same house. I mean, from the Shlishi's vantage point, this one is more Tamei, and this one is more Tamei than it is. And therefore, in that way, it's enough for them to combine. So interesting, what's the machlokas and the deus? How flexible or how rigid do you need? You might say, the second day it says, yeah, as long as where you're going to, it's more chamor, rishon sheni, it's okay. The first day it says, no, there has to be a more of a direct connection. This sheni came from a rishon? Okay, so that's why they're connected. But let's say, you know, two other tumas which don't flow from each other, maybe that wouldn't be good enough. Again, that's finishing up that siruf regarding tumah. Good, we continue now. Says the Mishnah on top. Ha'arla v'kilai ha'kerem mitztarfim zem zeh. Arla and kilai ha'kerem, two separate isurim. Arla, not working my field for the first 3 years. The isur hana'a, I'm not allowed to benefit from my field for the first 3 years. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us, what's the reason for this isur? It's really connected to the following isur in the Torah. And that is netaravai. The ultimate purpose is to be able to give the first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar idea to Bikurim and Shruma and Chala. I want to give my first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the first fruits aren't really good or plump until the fourth year. So therefore, we have to wait. The first 3 years are totally off limits. They're not really growing so much then. They're totally off limits. The Asar Bana, the fourth year, I have to enjoy them in Yerushalayim. That's why Netzer Avai and Arla, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, are connected. Says the Mishnah, Arla and Kilay HaKerem, which is one of the five types of Kilayim, are mitztarif with each other. Even though they seem to be like separate Isurim, but still they're mitztarif. Why? Similar, Rashi quotes, Kidda Amrinan, Gabi Pigol Venosar. Just like we said earlier, by Pigol and Oser, even though they have separate sources in the Torah, there is an all-inclusive pasuk, which is, right before we started today, Lo ye'achel ki kodeshu, and we darsh and kol shebekodesh pasuk, ba'chaz alidin lo sal se'achi laso. So to here, there's an inclusionary pasuk, lo sochal kol to'eva, which can include all types of isurim, and therefore Arla and Kilay HaKerem can be mitzdarif. Number one, Rabbi Shimon, Omer ain't mitzarif. And Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're not mitzarif, they're two isurim. They have different rules, and they are not mitzdarif. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif here, the Tosfos Yontif is the one here that quotes the Rishalmi, that quotes this pasuk, lo sochal kol toeva, and the Tosfos Yontif asks on this Yerushalmi that quotes this pasuk. He says, "V'hiksha." He says, earlier we said nevelos tamei mutarmei mistarfim. Nevelos and kosher and non-kosher animals are mistarif. So what? That's worse than arla and kilei akerem. So what's the difference? We had earlier nevelo might not be sarf because ain't iser chalal iser. So and there it's close. They might have something connected. So why here? So says the Sfasemis v'lo kashemidi. The question is, what hasra'a did you give? Says the Sfas Emes, if you gave hasra'a for both averis, that's when it can be mitzdarif. That's when it can be mitzdarif. Over there, you just gave hasra'a for nevela. If you give hasra'a for nevela, not for non-kosher, then it's not going to work. This Mishnah, if you want to put these Mishnahs together, tsirif can always work if you warn in the name of both Averis. Earlier, Nevela and non-kosher, you only warn Mishum Nevela. That's why it worked. But he makes it Ukimta. Makes it Ukimta, doesn't say something specific, something fundamental. But if you don't give that answer, you have to give a different answer. Why should Nevela and non-kosher be more different than Arla and Kilei Akerem? They're both seem to be different Isurim, so why should one be different than the other? That is the question, though. Interesting story slash ha'ara brought up in the Binyan Sion, speaking of the Aruch Lanair. The Binyan Sion, the Rabbi Yaakov Ellinger, in the second half of the Tshuvas, in the Chadashos, Simin Pei Gimel. He has 2 points. We'll do the second one first. He says, Umide Zachri Sugyazu. When I think about this Sugya in Me'ilo Yuches, Halvai, that's already the Musar Haskel, we should be thinking about Me'ilo Yuches once in a while in our lives. Whenever I think about Me'ilo Yuches, I remember the conversation I had with the son of the Shagas Aryeh. He says, I remember we were once talking, and he was very upset. He says, Na'aseisi b'kazeh melitz yosher ba'ad hagon b'al Shagas Aryeh. The Binyan Sion says, I helped out the Shagas Aryeh. Sheh b'no hagon Rav Usher siper li sheh matza b'tol kisvei aviv tshuva aruka. He says, I found amongst my father's ksavim, the Shagas Aryeh's ksavim, I found a long tshuva, ala hakira, relating to the following issue. Im kilay akarem tzarek kizayas. Kilei Akerem does not need a kizayis, because it doesn't say the lashon of achila by Kilei Akerem either. It doesn't say don't eat Kilei Akerem. It says you got to burn it. Tekima deloksiv beachila vinitztaer ze yamim. And the son Rav Asher ben Shagas Aryeh was very upset. He was nitztaer years because it's a mefurish mishnah. My father forgot a mefurish mishnah. The mishnah says right here Kilei Akerem and arla mitztarif to each other. If you don't need a shear, then what's the concept of needing tziruf? Of course you don't need tziruf. You don't need any amount. So what was the Shagas Aryeh suffix about Kilei Akerem not requiring a shear if the Mishnah says Mefarish, you can be mitzdarif with Arla? That was his question. Echelim ayin mi Mishnah Shlema de Me'ila to Arla the Kilei mitzdarifim v'i Kilei Akerem akol shehu lama lilas tarufei. So he went around with a sour face for years trying to figure out how his father forgot a Mishnah. Beheshavti, and I answered him, he didn't forget a Mishnah. It says, Lani es daiti, ein raya mizeh, your father is saved. Shaharei vadai, de'i amrinan d'shnei, and this relates to the, what we just said from the Sfas Emes. De'i amrinan d'shnei, surim mitztarfim l'kizayis, lilkos alav. If you say in general that two isurim are mitztarif to each other, ein chiluk me'ezala masrin bo, imishum arla, imishum kilei akerem. If you say two items are mitzuref to each other, it doesn't matter why you would warn them. Kiva de kol echad mitzaref im ha'acher lahashlim shi'uro. Says the Binyan Sion, I think that warning them for either one of the isurim involved would be enough. Because you're being mitzaref to this isser. Let's say I'm looking at it from the arla point of view. So you're being mitzaref that to the arla, but it's an isser arla. And this is connected to arla enough to make it into a shir of arla. But v'lachein bish l'mal reb shimin v'cholu, which we'll get to. Aval l'didan kiven da arla lo chay v'ashe yochol kizayis. For arla you need the kizayis. L'chein afilu neima da akilay akerem chay v'kol shehu mikamakom shayach sha arla v'kilay akerem etzdarfin. Why? What if you only warn him for arla? If you warn him for arla, then you're not going to be chayiv for the Kilei Akerem element, even though Kilei Akerem doesn't require a shear. but it has enough gemina for Arla if you had enough kilei akerem to be mitzari for the Arla shear, then it would have enough gemina, you'd be chayiv for Arla. That's what he says, and he says, v'samach l'dvarai. He was very happy. He saved his father. The Shagas Aryeh was saved. Baruch Hashem. That is the Binyan Sion who came to the defense of the Shagas Aryeh. How does he learn our Mishnah? That you could have no shear required for Kilei HaKerem and still say it needs Tzira, it can be Mitztarif, because from the vantage point of Arla, it needs to be Mitzuraf to Arla if you just warn regarding the Arla shear. The first half of the Tshuva we have to wait for until we do the next two lines of the Gemara. That is number one. But now we continue. So the Mishnah and the Machlokas, whether Arla and Kilei HaKerem, are Mitztarif to each other. Rosh Shimon says no Tzira. What, you want to say because it doesn't need it? That's very difficult to try to plug in the Shagas Aryeh, Shagas Hakira, into the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara. Umitzarach Reb Shimon Litziruf. Hey, 1 minute. Does Reb Shimon even require any Tziruf? Don't we remember the Mishnah, the Shita in Makos? The Hatanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Koshu Lamakos. Reb Shimon had his important Shita, where Reb Shimon says, you don't require a shear for Malkus. You only require a shear maybe for a Karban. But for a Malkus, no shear, even a Koshu. You're gonna give Malkus for. Rashi says, Kotani Koshu the Malkus, Va'achila Koshu, over beloved. So what's all the Mitztari? You'd be Mitztari for what? Arla and Kilei HaKerem? Reb Shimon says you don't need Tziruf. So the answer is, Tni, ain't Tzrichon Letzarif. Okay, change it. Doesn't mean you don't, they're not Mitztarifin, it's just that they don't need to be Mitztarif. If you look in the Ritva in Makos, the Ritva gives a svara. Why does Reb Shimon say that over there? We know there's a concept of shiurin. So why does Reb Shimon say that you don't require a shiur to get Malkus? Says the Ritva one word, achshavei, which comes up in various sugyas and shas. Achshavei, meaning once I give something chashivus, that itself is enough to make me chayav. This comes up by chametz on Pesach. This comes up on sreifas kadshim on Yatif. The Rashi and Beitzach of Zion, but here the Ritva brings it up. Makas Yud Zion says the Ritva. First he quotes Pirshu Gemara Gamrila Misora. Reb Shimon has a Misora that you don't need a shear for Malkus. You eat a tiny amount of any treif, you get Malkus. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Meir Nasantam de la Malkus Kivan da Achal Bemezid Achshave Lachomer Iser Lehischayev Akal Shehu. Since he dafke ate a Bemezid, so he was Machshavit. But a karban, which is an achila shogeg, you need a kezayis. So it's only for mezid and not for shogeg. There is something difficult relating to that ritva, and that's the first half of this binyan siyan. In the same shuva, he says, the principle of achshvei means, I give it chashivas because I'm eating something. I'm eating it, and therefore that shows it's something significant. So why should it make a difference between mezid and shogeg? What difference should it make? If I'm giving it significance as an item to eat, so what difference should it make? Even if I ate a shogeg, it should be good enough. I still ate it. It was my lunch. Right, so what difference should it make if it was shogeg or mezid? So the Binyan Siyan says, you have to say something deeper, is the pshat of the Ritva. It's not that you're achshavei into a maisa achila. You're achshavei into a maisa achila shel iser. Meaning you were told, if you're told, don't eat this food. If you eat this food, you're going to get lashes, you're going to get whipped, you're going to get malchus. Rav Shimon says you need hasra. He doesn't knock that out. So if after somebody is warned, he says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. So he says, that's where we say, oh, he was machshiv this act in the face of being warned malchus. He says, that's achshavei. It's not stam that you eat, everything you eat is significant. No. Let's say I have a piece of gum. Right? It's significant because I ate a piece of gum. Okay, you have to make a bracha on it, but even a kosher you have to make a bracha on. But it's achshavei of a dvar iser. That's what the ritva means. He says, aval ikr kavanasu nire, to keep him to be mezid lilko, sarach hasra, v'gam sheyekabel hasra, imkein, that's what Reb Shimon holds. Sfir lil Reb Shimon, keep him to hisro alav shelo lechol ha-iser, mipnei she'over alav, v'hu kibel hasra, v'yamar afal pikin ani yoseh, hare hechshiv hadavar ba'atzmo le'iser, v'yavar biad rama. Unlike if you ate less than a kezayis, and therefore that's the difference of mezid versus shogeg. Okay, that's the Binyan Sion, Baruch Hashem, explaining the Ritva in Meseches Makos. Okay, we continue now with the last Mishnah related to Tziruf. Says the Mishnah, Habeged v'hasak. Now we have different materials. We know a beged could become tame.
Piece of clothing could become tame. Obviously, big dead beget saras is a chomer type of tuma. It's an avatuma. But any type of beget could become tame. Not only a whole shirt or a whole pants, but even just material. If I have a patch, that also could become tame. There are various shiurim that are required for different materials. Because very chashiv materials, you might say even small amounts of the bag of the material is chashiv. If you have a coarse, not valuable type of material, you might need more in order to make it significant enough to be makabel tuma. So the Mishnah says, ha-beged va-sak, ha-sak ve-ha-or, ha-or va-ha-mefitz, mefitz is like a mat, kula mitzar from zemzeh. Tanakama holds that they're all mitzarif with each other. All mitzarif with each other. Rashi again adds in lekal shevinehem, meaning if there's each of them are different levels, can become different levels of tumah. So the lower one, as the previous Mishnah said, but Amar Reb Shimon matam mipnei. Why could they combine? After all, they require different shiurim. Matam mipnei sheiruuyim litame b'moshav. Because at least in one sense, for one tumah, they are all the same. They could all become tamei b'moshav, meaning moshav azav. We mentioned many times, this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Usually, tumah is transferred down. An av could create a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi. There are two or three exceptions, very few, two or three exceptions where tumah goes across. It does not go down, it goes across. One of them is right here. Mishkav azav. Right, if a zav or a zava sit on a couch, they sit on something that's normally sat on, so then that is called a mishkav hazav, and that's also an avatuma. Also an avatuma. It goes down. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein quotes from a Salvechik in an article from in the Sefer Zichron Arav, where he says, what's the lumdis? Because usually tuma is transferred. And that's why it goes down. There's a no seina tuma, and there's a makabala tuma. And that's why it goes down. But by mishkav hazav, Rav Aaron writes that it's not transferred. It's just that if a zav sits on something, that is now labeled as a mishkav hazav. He creates the status. He's not metame. He creates the status of mishkav hazav. Once he does that, then memela, Hashem makes it an avatuma. An av can't make an av. So, but an av can create. I can create a lot of things. I sheft an animal. I created a shachot. Hashem says, oh, now it's kosher. I could create a lot of metzius, right? I mix meat and milk together. So I violate it by cooking it, but then Hashem says it's also asa to eat. I could create, so here too, I sit on something, now that's labeled as a mishkav hazav. Memeila, Hashem says that's tameh, that's an avatoma. That's one of the exceptions to the rule, that's what's discussed right here. Shterach Agav, another one of the exceptions is cherev harayu kecholol. Meaning the halacha is a sword, a kli that was used, that became an avatuma might be considered avi avos atuma, the sword that was used to kill somebody, Rachmana Litzlan. Avi avos atuma. Okay, there are two of the exceptions that come up. But says Reb Shimon, so why could all these materials combine? Because they're all ra'ui to be moshav azav. Look at the second Rashi on the Mishnah. Mipnei, shekisha yesh bein kulan, shir echad, o bein shnehem, shir echad, ru'uyin litame moshav alav. They all can combine. If a zav sits on all of them, so then they're all batami mishkav hazav, and therefore that's enough. Even if there's one circumstance where they could combine and they all become the same tameh, so they could combine for other tumas as well. So Gemara says Tana kitsa mikulon. If I cut off from a certain material from any of them, the sheet that takes out the next word va'asa mehen beged, and you make a beged, so lemishkav. Four, Tumas Mishkav, Shlosha. You need it to be 3x3 tfachim. 3 square tfachim, minimum. Because that's what we say is the minimum shear for an average person to sit down on. Lamoshav, that's Mishkav. I'm sorry, Mishkav, that's lying down. Moshav, Lamoshav, sitting down, tefach. A square tefach. La'achiza, kolshehu. Just for holding it, kolshehu. Kolshehu, my la'achiza, what does that mean? When do you hold the material? So Amar Eish Lakish, Amar Abyanai, Shekin Omeid Lenavla. It's used for Lenavla. What does Lenavla here mean? So Rashi explains the Mefarish, that when weavers used to line up their strings so they wouldn't become mixed in with each other. They used to use different little pieces of material to put in between so it didn't go over onto each other to keep them straight. So that's Lanavla. Bimasnisa Tana, Hovaroy, Lakotase Tainim. No, for the people who cut figs, they used to use to wipe their hands after they cut their figs because they got juice on them. So therefore, that's what they used to use. That is, again, even a minimum shear. You might say today, sometimes we use a little material in order to help us open a bottle. It's also a kolshehu, right? You don't have the right, your hand keeps slipping on the cover of the bottle. Sometimes we take a little towel. So maybe you can say little things that will help us to get a grip in order to use to open. Okay, but either way, these are all kolshehu for tzir. Hajalach kachim is back. So this was the perek from Daf Tezvav, right? Three block perek relating to tzirif. Next. Now we have one of the most important Mishnayos in all of Maseches Me'ilah. This could have been the first Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah. We referred to this Mishnah already. This Mishnah tells us that there are two types of Me'ilah. Two types of Me'ilah. There is Me'ilah that we would say, well, let's read the Mishnah and then we'll see. Hanan amena hektish, if somebody gets benefit from something belonging to Hektish, Shave Pruta, Afapishalo Pagam Mo'al, even though there was no depreciation of the item, there is Me'ilah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, even if there's no depreciation, this is Me'ilah Shel Hana'a, Me'ilah of benefit. That's one idea in Me'ilah. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say no. They seem to argue, and we'll see in the Gemara what exactly is the argument. Kol davar sheish bo pagam, lo ma'ala sheyifkom. Chachamim say no. If it's an item that can depreciate, then you're not chay mishum me'ila until it depreciates. V'she'ein bo pagam, if it's something that does not depreciate, so then, kiva shenen amal. Then I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, that the second you get benefit, so then, you violate Me'ila. Ketzad, for example, Natna Katva Bitsavara. Taba'as Biyada. If a woman puts a necklace of Hektish on her neck, how would Hektish have a necklace? If somebody's Makdish a necklace, for Betta Gabayas, or a ring on her finger, Shasa Bekoshal Zav, or I drank from a golden cup of Hektish, right? All of these, let's assume at least, Shogeg. Right, so there you violate Me'ilah, Kivash and Animal. So these items don't depreciate, and therefore, right when I get benefit, I violate Me'ilah. But, Lovash Bechalok, Kisa Betalis, I put on a shirt of Hektish, or I get cover myself with a talis, Bika Bekardom, or I use an axe of Hektish, Lomolash Yifkom. So those depreciate, so then I don't violate Me'ilah until I depreciate the item. So there's Me'ilah Shel Hana'a, and there's Me'ilah Shel Gezel. That's what we would call it, because this has to do with depreciating the item. And the Mishnah ends off, we also had this twice already, Hanana Menachatas. So if somebody gets benefit from a carbon chatas, it depends. Kishahi Chaya, if you get benefit when it's alive, meaning a live animal can be sold, can be nifta, and therefore if you use it, it's depreciating it. So therefore, lo mo'al asha yifkom. So you don't get violet me'ilah until you get benefit. Ukshimesa, but if it's already dead, and we're not going to be po'd to this animal, because ain't po'd in eskashim la'achilon l'klavim, so therefore there's no depreciation shayach anymore. And therefore, kivashinen mo'al. So then it goes by benefit. Right? When you benefit, you violate me'ilah. Remember, we discussed a number of times already, but there are three or four of the most important sources. You can't learn this masechta without remembering, knowing these sources. The Achronim's discussion about the root of Me'ilah, right? Is the payment of Me'ilah a Gezel payment? Do you say it's in the world of Gezel? Do you say more it's in the world of Bizayin Hektish V'chulu? So you might be Mechayim, you might say there are two types of Me'ilah. Our Mishnah says here Beferish. But the Achronim, Reb Chaim, in Ilchus Me'ilah we've mentioned, is a big believer that it is based on Gezel. And why? Because of the halacha that we'll have soon, it's mitztarif lezman meruba. If I can do a little me'ilah today and a little me'ilah in 3 days from now, and it's mitztarif with each other, so then it has to be Gezel. Right? If it's bizoyan hektish, something like that, they should have to do it one time. You mevaza hektish today, but not enough. So what does 3 days from now have to do with it? Mevaza hektish. So Reb Chaim, big rise, mitztarif lezman meruba. If you remember the Nesivis held that there's a chilek between Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Bedek Abayis. Kachay Mizbeach, that's a me'ilah of, we call it bizoyin. And if you pay, it's a payment of kapara. How did he know that? That we had at the beginning of the second parak on Daf Tes, where we said that certain payments of me'ilah get thrown into the sea. get thrown into the Yam HaMelech? Why would it get thrown into the Yam HaMelech if it's Gezel? The answer is maybe there's a kapara element. That was the Nesivus. Katshe Bedek HaBayis, though, is more of Gezel. Rav Shimon Shkup says it was Gezel. Again, these are all important some of the important topics, shitas, relating to the root of the Yisra Me'ilah, but today's Mishnah also goes on that list. And the Stifler, if you remember, we had in the middle, the Stifler said it might be a payment of Hashava, but not purely Gezel. Okay, all of these stuff, that was the Stifler in Psachim in Simen Chaf. Okay, but either way, the Mishnah here says there's definitely at least two elements of Me'ilah, one related to Gezel, and one related to Hana'a. Mina Tana, says the Gemara, Moder Rabbi Akiva l'chachamim bedavar sheish bo pekam. Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Chachamim, if there's something that depreciates, that you're not chayiv until it depreciates. So the Gemara says, then what's the machlokes? Then they're the same exact shita. The Rabbanan say there's a difference whether you're talking about something that depreciates or not. That's what Rabbi Akiva we're saying now says also. So Amar Rava, the difference is bilavush mitzi'a'a umalmela. These are two items that take a very long time to depreciate. Depreciation over a long time. How do you categorize that? Lavush mitzia means a lavush. That's exactly what it said. It's in the middle. It's not your garment that you wear, not an undershirt that you wear up against your skin that gets worn out and sweaty all the time. And it's not a garment that you wear on the outside that's subject to the elements. It's a middle garment. So that's why it lasts longer. And if it lasts longer, so that's the shaila. Is this considered something that depreciates, because eventually it does, or do we say no? Malmela, Rashi says here, is a very, very fancy material, which you only wear like once or twice a year. Very fancy, and they take the extra special shmira on it. So that too only depreciates after a very long time. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Do you consider this a davar sheish bo pagam or not? That would be the machlokas. Tosis has another day. Maybe these things have depreciation, but it's eino nikar. That's the machlokas. Depreciation, pagam sheino nikar. Is that called depreciation that you would need to depreciate it? Or do we say no? If it's not visible, then you just go buy a hana. So that's also another day in Tosis. Either way, Tana Rabbanon. So now let's talk about the word Me'ilah. Again, you might say this should be the first daf in Me'ilah, but it's here. Baruch Hashem, it's okay. Tana Rabbana Nefesh. We're going to darshan the pasuk of Me'ilah. Nefesh, Echad HaYachid ve'Echad HaNasi ve'Echad HaMashiach. Who could violate Me'ilah? It doesn't matter. A Yachid or the Melech or the Kohen Gadol. Even the Kohen Gadol could violate Me'ilah. Ki Simol Ma'al. What does Me'ilah mean? We spoke about this back on the base already. We spoke about a malbim. But he got it from here. Ein mal el shinui. Mal means changing what it's supposed to have, what you're supposed to have done to it. You deviate from its ultimate purpose. That's ma'al and that's shinui. V'cheinu omer. It says, ish ish ki sista ishto mal abo mal. So by Nisha Sota, it also says ma'al, because she deviated. She went against what her true destiny is, and therefore, that is called Me'ilah. The Omer, it also says, by Am Yisrael, Vayimalu be'elo ke avosehem, Vayiznu acharei ha-be'olim Elohei amei ha'aretz. Right, so you see, Me'ilah is used by Avodah Zarah, it's used by Znus, and it is used here. There's what to discuss about Me'ilah, but you know what? Let's just continue first, and then we'll come back to another where else Me'ilah comes up. Yachol, I might think, pagam velo nehene. I might think that if somebody is pogame, somebody depreciates an item, but doesn't get hana. Meaning, let's say somebody's mazik hektish. Top mazik hektish, is that Me'ilah? On a daraisa level, no. Drop on a level, you gotta pay. But on a daraisa level, if I just go over to a kli of the base of mikdash and I smash it, so that's not Me'ilah. That's mazik hektish. And I have to pay for it. But on a daraisa level, that's not needless. That's the lima right here. I might have thought, yachal pagam alo nana. I might have thought if I'm pogam hektish, but I don't get hana, it's still me'ilah. Oh nana velo pagam. Or let's say I benefit, but I don't appreciate it. By it's in a situation where depreciation is possible. Ube mechuba lekarka. Or I might have thought that even there's me'ilah even by mechuba lekarka if somebody's makdish their backyard and then you benefit from it. Or ube shliach asa shlichuso. I might think that just like everywhere in halacha there's a concept of shlichus. So too, I might say here, there is a concept of shlichus. Ubishliach osa shlichusa. We'll get to exactly what that means. Tamalomar vichata. So all these, we exclude and say, it says the word chet by me'ila, v'nemar chet b'truma, v'nemar chet b'me'ila, and it says it by truma as well. If somebody eats truma, if a kohen eats truma tameya, if a zar eats truma, it calls it a chet. So we have a gzer shava between truma, if I eat truma in a problematic way, tame or zar, and me'ila. Ma chet ta'amer b'truma pogem v'nehene. Just like by truma, eating truma, you are depreciating and getting benefit from it. Umisha pagam nehene. And the person who is depreciating, meaning if you eat truma, you're doing both. One person is doing both. And ubit talosh minakarka. And the isser of truma, achilas truma, only applies if it's already detached from the ground. Ubishliach asa shlichuso. And it's possible shlichus works in the world of truma. Shliach osa shlichuso. Meaning, Rashi says right across from where we are, if the Bala Bayis tells me to take out truma from him, it works. Truma so truma. Ma, the shliach's action is significant. So, av chet to amur b'me'ila. So to the chet that it comes, that applies to me'ila, we have the same limudim. Pogem v'nehene, it has to be somebody who's pogem and get hana, meaning, if you're just mazik hektish, it's not me'ila. Umisha pogem nehene, and the same person is pogem v'nehene. If one person is mazik and one person is nehene, it doesn't work. The one who's pogem is not chayiv. Ubid davar she pogem bo nehene, and it's the same item, meaning if I'm standing and eating something of, I'm being nana from hektish on the one hand, not eating, because that would be both. If I'm nana from one part of hektish, and I'm mazik another part of hektish at the same exact time, that's also not me'ila. It's got to be the same item. Ubedavar shepogim bo nana. Upekimaso vahanaso ke'echad. And it happens at the same time, just like eating shruma happens at the same time. Ubetolish minakarka. And it only applies to items detached from the ground. Ubeshliach asa shlichuso. And also shliach asa shlichuso. That last one is the topic of the whole sixth parak of Me'ila, which is the last parak. That means just like by Truma, if I appoint a shliach, he makes my field Truma and it relates back to me. So too by Me'ila, if I send a shliach to do Me'ila, then I get the Aveira. This is, as we'll talk about in a minute, one of the three exceptions to the rule, where we say, Yesh shliach ledvar Aveira. Me'ila is one of the three exceptions. Usually we say, no, if I send somebody to do an Aveira, they get the Aveira, not me. This is one of the exceptions to the rule, learned out from this pasuk right here. Just like Shruma has shlichus, so too Me'ila has shlichus. And I'm going to get the Aveira if I send somebody else to violate Me'ila. Good. If he does the whole act of Me'ila, and he gets Hana'a, he's pogim, the shliach is pogim and mazik, and nene, I get the Aveira Me'ila. As we'll see, that's the principle of Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira when it comes to Me'ila. Let's just continue, and then we'll again. There's what to talk about. V'ainli. So this is all limudim. These are basic ABCs of Me'ila. You have to get benefit and mazik and shlichus and the same item. So the Gemara continues. Ainli ela ochel. This is only I know Me'ila applies by achila, because if you're comparing it to truma, truma is all about eating it. So I know that the benefit of Me'ila, the Torah means, is ochel. We take out the vav. Nana bedavar she'ein bo pagam inayin. How do I know that any type of benefit, even by something that does not depreciate, how do I know that's also included? If you're comparing it to truma, maybe you should limit it to eating. So, no, the Gemara is, or, another question, achilaso v'achilas chavero. I know that my eating and my friend's eating, we'll get to what this means in the future, or chavero v'hanoya, Hanayasova Hanayas Chaveiro. Hanaasova Achilas Chaveiro. Achilasova Hanayas Chaveiro. Shemitztarfim Zemze. Afilu Lizman Meruba. Minayin. How do I know that my actions and my friend's actions could even be mitztaref for Me'ila? We'll get to this, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 days from now. What exactly does that mean? But all of these, how do I know all these things that don't apply to Truma? Tamalomar, Timo Ma'al, Mikom Akom. The extra lima Timo Ma'al, Mikom Akom. It, Me'ila, includes even items that don't apply to Truma. One more. Ima'cheta amur b'truma. Again, we're trying to push how far the Gzeir Shava goes between eating Truma improperly and Me'ila, the chet. Ima chet amor betruma lo tzir shdi achilas ke'echad. 1 minute. If the chet by truma, we don't put two achilas trumas together. If I eat a little bit of truma today and a little bit of truma tameya, if I'm tamei, if I eat truma 3 days from now, they're not mitzarif. So av chet amor b'meila lo tzir shdi achilas ke'echad. Maybe I should say that they're not mitzarif. Minayin. How do I know that it can be combined? Again, it goes together. That's the chiddush, and it's included from Timo Ma'al. Okay, two more lines. If by truma the depreciation and anah comes together, how do I know? As we said, it's all Rashi says. It's all the same question. It's asked in different ways. That mi'ilo can be spread out. That phrase includes all of these items that are not included in Truma. So we do compare in certain, regarding certain halakhas, like the whole first half of the Amud, but we don't compare in other halakhas. Two important issues that come up here. Number one, Mi'ila, the verb Ma'al, is also used by the Maharik. The Maharik, this Tshuva we've quoted before, the Maharik in a Tshuva, Kuf Samach Zayin. The Maharik asks, Omer Mutter. If a woman is Omer Mutter, is she Ne'aseres Al Baila? Meaning, let's say a woman is Mizana, Rachmana Litzlan, and she says, I didn't know that Judaism believes in closed marriages. I thought there's flexibility. Yeah, there's marriage. Omer Mutter. I don't know, she fell off a deserted island that she came, and so is Omer Mutter, is Nasser al-Baila. Obviously, it's she's not going to get killed for it. It's Omer Mutter. It's Shogeg, or type of Shogeg, or Onase. Says the Maharik, and this Tshuva is quoted in Evin Ezer by the Rama. The Omer Mutter says the Maharik, she is Nasser al-Baila. She's Neseres Abayla, even though she's Omer Mutter. Why? Laniyas Daiti Nira. The Ein Lazu Din Shogeges Lahatir Labayla. Kivan Shehi Miskavenes Limo Ma'al Beisha. Since she has Kavana to do an act of Mi'ila against her husband, Umizane Tachtav, the Halopsiv Ish Ishki Sista Ishto, Umala Ma'al Bashem. No, it says Umala Bo Ma'al. This is an act of mi'ila against her husband, meaning deviation from her husband, and therefore it's also that's the mechayva asur labayla. Asur labayla is mi'ila. That's what it is subject to. Like our Gemara says on Amud Aleph, mi'ila means a shinui, a going away from what's supposed to be. So here she went away from what's supposed to be. That itself is mechayva and asur labayla. Nothing to talk about. What could you do? In the end of that shuva is something that we had a whole dapiin shir on, and that is he talks about. What happens if somebody, also talking about Yisur Labayla, if there is a Maisa's Nus Baratzon in a situation of Ones? The case given, and the Noda Behuda has a tshuva about this, and the Chach Mishlomo and Shulchan Aruch talks about this, Rachmana Litzlan, let's say the situation the Noda Behuda has. There were 25 Jews that were traveling, and certain pirates came and captured them. And they were going to kill them all. They were going to kill them all. One woman from the group goes and seduces the head pirate, is Mizana with him, and in that way saves all the Jews. Is she Neseres Abayla? Obviously, it's terrible. She would rather have not done it. This wasn't a lahachis, but it was a Maisa Baratzon. She did it willingly. The guy didn't ask for it, and the guy, but she did it. She was Mizana, and she saved everybody else. So there are two questions. Number one, did what she did, was it correct? Number two, what is she Neseres Abayla? So the Maharik holds Neseres Abayla because it's still a Maisa. That's what he says. O Nil and Is Daiti. Dal Karkach Eina Davatoli Bekavana Se Isser. No, you don't say. He says, wait, what's the biggest Raya? Esther Amalka. Kasher Avadati, Avadati. Now she's going to Achashverosh willingly. She's become Neseres Abayla. What do you mean? She's being forced. Doesn't matter if it's a Maisa Baratzon, even if the situation is Ones. If a woman, Rachman al-Islan, is raped, then she's not necessarily a Baila, as long as her husband's not a Kohen. But, otherwise, if she's a Maisa Baratzon, so that's his discussion at the end here, he talks about Esther Amalka, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, and then he talks also about Yael, Eishes Chever Akeni, she was with Sisra. Do you say the same thing, same halachas of Yael and Esther? So there are various shuvah. The Noda Behuda says the woman shouldn't have done it. That's the Noda Behuda Shita. The woman shouldn't have done it in the first place. And he has to explain, what's the difference with Esther and that woman? Esther was Hatzalah's Kol Yisrael. Hatzalah's Kol Yisrael. The Maharik says, no, she should have done it. She did a mitzvah rabbah. But what can you do? She's Nasar al-Savayla. And then there's other sheet, the Chacham Shlomo Shulchan Aruch, is the third sheet that says, no, she's not Netzer Osavayla. And Esther is different. Esther is different because it wasn't as direct a salvation. She would be Mizana with him, invite him to a party, invite Haman. Here, it was Mamish. Seduction, let the Jews free. That's why it would have been different. Anyway, these are the tshuva. The other issue, just to mention, I'm not going to go into it now because we'll have other times to do it, and that is the idea of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Me'ilah. The Gemara says, Beferish and Mesechas Kiddushin, that there are three exceptions to the rule to Me'ilah. Tzvichu Mechira, shechting an animal, or selling an animal that I stole. Shlichus Yad, using an item that I'm supposed to be watching. And Mi'ilah. Those are the three exceptions to the rule that are learned out from Sukkim. The problem is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ilah, I'll just mention the problem. The whole sixth parak talks about this issue of Shlichus by Mi'ilah. I'll just quote you the Rambam. Zayin Beis, Ubechal HaTorah Kula, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, Ella B'Mi'ilah Levada. Shlois Arvima Yisaracher. Mi'ilah is the only exception. Ask the Velt. Ask the Ksos, ask everybody, the Ma'arit. Me'ilah? No, that's only one of three exceptions. It's not the only exception. What do I want to do with the other two? And he paskins like the other two. So what does he mean here? That's a big problem that we have to deal with. Beth Hashem will deal with it in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. And Beth Hashem, we will continue.